Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Colavito moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew takes first base on ball four. Colavito scores. Alvis moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Alvis scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Askew moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sammon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field. Hinton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hinton. Robinson goes all the way around to score. McCraw moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Indians. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Siebert, and towards Gonzalez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Curry pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Tiant now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Allen now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Berry moves to second. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.